Charity of the Week. Please tell us your name and charity.
My name's Trudy Hudson and I'm the Isle of Man Fundraising Officer for Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
The charity was set up in 1990 by Professor Roy Donnelly, who was a thoracic surgeon here in the island and in Liverpool. His intention was to raise awareness, try and prevent future generations from getting lung cancer, and also challenge the misconceptions of lung cancer, promote research and enhance patient experience. He started to do this work and met Roy Castle, and he asked Roy Castle to help him develop the charity and raise the awareness. And in 1994, Roy Castle set off, although he was dying, set off in his Tour of Hope, which was a train that travelled around the UK. And in honour of all the work that Roy Castle did for lung cancer and with Professor Donnelly, the charity was renamed in 1995. They raised hundreds of thousands. And here on the island in the early 90s, and they raised 332,000 in a year here.
Tell us about your team.
Currently, there is only me as staff, but we are looking to expand the team. And of course, I can draw on the expertise and knowledge and experience of our national network. I'm supported locally by our patient advocate, Heather, and a group of very dedicated volunteers, all of whom are very generous with their time.
Who is the charity for?
The charity is for everyone who is affected by lung cancer. So we support people from diagnosis, throughout their treatment, living with the disease, and end-of-life care. That involves not only patients themselves, but their loved ones and their carers. And we have set up on the island a local service called Lung Cancer Connect, which is an holistic approach. And we are here to listen to people's worries or concerns, and also if they need help with practical matters such as financial, especially in this current climate, or mobility aids, or anything that they think we can help with, then Lung Cancer Connect is here for that purpose.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We have very good partner arrangements with Isle of Man Anti-Cancer and Breast Cancer Now, and also with Sight Matters. We've also made contacts with lots of the other charities and third sector agencies on the island to let them know we're here, that we're here to help if they come across people where we can share a resource or refer people on. Because resources is so precious on the island, you know, so it's really important to us that we all work together, share what we can and help each other.
What are your main goals?
The main goal of the charity is to help people live well with lung cancer, to try and prevent the disease and invest heavily into research. We've recently just run a campaign called Need to Screen, which the charity has been working with for a number of years. And we were delighted in this year when the National Screening Committee changed the status for lung cancer screening to recommended. We appreciate there's a long way to go yet, but having that recommended status, it's there, it's on the right path. And leading on from that, we have also just launched our On the Right Path campaign, which is making people aware of the signs and symptoms of lung cancer. They're so varied and such a crossover with other possible benign and serious illnesses. People aren't always aware that they need to be mindful of some of the symptoms. So On the Right Path is trying to make people aware of all the things that they should be looking out for, and encourage them to be their own advocates. So if they're worried or feel the need for reassurance about something, to go and speak to a GP, to keep a track of things that are happening to them that are out of ordinary. One of the problems with lung cancer symptoms is there are no nerves in our lungs, so we don't experience pain. It's normally other symptoms that present themselves that lead us to investigation and possibly a diagnosis of lung cancer. So we are trying to encourage everyone to be very mindful of their own body and what's happening, and then act on any concerns that they have. Go to your GP, speak to them. We do have a symptom checker on our website that can be downloaded to help you keep a track of things as they are arising. So then when you do visit your GP, you can present this, and that will help him or her understand some of the things that you're experiencing. We offer a wide range of lung cancer information online and in hard copy. So anyone who needs that information can just contact us. And these have been developed with people who are affected by lung cancer and what they wanted to read and know about, and also with lung cancer experts. So there's a good balance of medical help and information. We also have a service called Ask the Nurse, which is a telephone service that you can dial a free number and speak to a nurse and get medical help as well.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
Nationally, we want to continue to support those that need us, fund research, which is very important, and also ultimately enhance the patient experience. Locally, we want to ensure that everyone is aware of the help that is available on the island, whether that is solely from us or in conjunction with our third sector partners and, of course, Manx Care.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded entirely by public money. So that's from fundraising, donations and legacies. 30% of monies received are from people remembering us in their wills.
How can people support you?
There are a number of ways that people can support us. Obviously fundraising, and there are so many different ways that people can fundraise for us. We have lots of ideas on the website, or you can contact me if you'd like more information. And if you've got your own ideas, we'd love to hear from you. You can become a volunteer, and again, there's so many levels to being a volunteer. You can help out with events, you can help out with admin, you can bring your own skills and interests, and we could hopefully incorporate them into any future events or planning that we do. There's peer support. If you're currently living with lung cancer, would you like to be involved in helping others or talking to others? Or you can remember us in your will to help us continue with research and supporting those living amongst us with lung cancer.
Where can people find out more?
You can contact me on 424 155. We have a Facebook page, Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation in Isle of Man. And we have our website. If you just search for Roy Castle Lung Cancer Foundation, Isle of Man will pop up.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.